Nurses at the intensive care unit in University Hospital Limerick have begun a work to rule industrial action this morning. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation said the dispute is over understaffing in the unit. Clinical editor with the Medical Independent, Priscilla Lynch, joins us with more on this. Priscilla, first of all, what does this work to rule action involve?
So the nurses want to point out that they're making sure that patients are cared for in a safe and effective manner. So essentially it means that they're carrying out all their clinical duties, but they won't be carrying out overtime over the weekend or covering shifts that can't be covered because of staff shortages. They also won't be doing other tasks in administration and in relation to patient transfer. But again, the hospital and the nurses again just want to make sure to reassure patients that patients will be cared for.
So what then is the impact or the expected impact on the intensive care unit?
Well, obviously it puts more pressure on the hospital and on the unit itself. The unit has 12 ICU beds and they've been consistent problems with staffing over the months and over the last couple of years as well. They say that there should be ideally one-to-one staffing for patients to nurses. That's the accepted practice nationally and internationally, and that they're having huge issues in relation to trying to maintain those staffing levels there. Currently the nurses in the ICU unit in Limerick are finding it very difficult to take any time off at all, any holidays, and have been under huge pressure, particularly since COVID, and they say that there has been no let up there. They're calling on the hospital to close temporarily two of the ICU beds to bring it down to 10 beds to try and maintain safe staffing levels and to make sure that some of the nurses there can get a break. They also are keen that the recruitment process is expedited so that there can be new ICU nurses put in place as soon as possible at the unit.
What's the hospital saying about all this, Priscilla?
Well, the hospital has said that it regrets the fact that industrial action is being taken, but that again, it is reassuring patients that they will be safe for. Cared for in a safe, effective manner. But it has said that it has engaged in a number of discussions with the INMO and staff locally since they balloted in March and previous to this as well. There were talks ongoing at the Work Relations Commission as well up to late last night, and they say that talks can and will continue there, and that they have pointed out that they are making substantial attempts to recruit extra nurses to the unit, and that they would hope that more nurses will actually start there in Limerick in the coming months.
Very good. Priscilla Lynch from the Medical Independent, thank you very much for that.